What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, we've got one more college football game, and that's on Monday, which will be right here on The Fan.
I don't think we are on the air.
No, we're not.
I think we're off.
Because we're playing the game.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Ohio State and Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And we talked about the Notre Dame-Penn State game because we were on Friday the day after that game, but we have not been able to speak about Ohio State getting there and how they got there.
No, which did not happen the way that you thought it would. We talked about that it's hard for college teams to play three games in a row at their best. We knew that Texas athletically was going to be Ohio State's biggest test. If you want to say athlete for athlete, and as good as Oregon was, Texas to a man is a more athletic team. And I thought Texas on defense had a really good game plan, and Will Howard didn't look like the Will Howard we've seen over the last 2 weeks.
That game did go how I thought it would. I'm the idiot who went 0-2 on bets that, mm-hmm. you know, I bet on Penn State.
Yeah.
And I bet on Texas, mm-hmm. both against the spread.
Yeah.
And I lost them both. And yet I'm sitting here thinking I was on the right side of both.
You probably were.
You know, like Penn State.
You were on the right side of both of those games.
Right. Yeah. Like, because Texas is getting ready to punch it in if they can get it in from the effing 1 yard line.
Although there's no guarantee Ohio State doesn't still win by 7.
Sure.
That's true. But I think the way that game was going and the way Texas's defense was playing, if Texas scores a touchdown there, that game ends 24-21 or may go to overtime. Screw me yet. But yeah. The point is Texas was able to drag Ohio State into deep water. We knew they had the athletes to do that, and they did that. Mm-hmm. It's just that Quinn Ewers, who is good, he is good for one or two turnovers every game. Yep. He did it again, twice, well, and then Sark, dude, explain to me when you're on the 1 yard line.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a one.
Yeah, one and a half. Whatever.
Why the and Sark's supposed to be like this smart offensive guy?
Yeah.
Why are you running a toss sweep where you throw the ball 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage and run out with the athletes on Ohio State? Like, what? Walk me through what the hell he's thinking.
It's the best explanation I can give for it, right? And that I'm with you. I hate two things in this world when it comes to short yardage. I hate shotgun snaps and I hate pitches because you only need a yard.
Yes.
Why
are you going back
further? Why are you going back further? I don't understand it, right? Tush push, you know, QB sneak, it works. But this will be my defense. I want to double check this, but I believe that the first time they did that, it got stuffed. And if you go back and look,
Time they did what?
The Texas tried to run it in.
The first play they did.
The first play they did.
And they didn't get it.
And they did not get it. And if you look back, both Oregon and in the first one, right? When Oregon was going down to try to seal the game with a touchdown, Oregon got stopped inside and held to a field goal, right? Which gave Ohio State an opportunity. It got him the ball back. What did Oregon do? Try to run in between the tackles. When Penn State had the ball inside the one with the chance to take hold of that game against Ohio State, what did they try to do? Run in between the tackles. It's really hard. Ohio State is very stout in there. And so I the only thing I can think of is that when Texas knew that was going to be tough sledding in there, especially when Ohio State is playing their bare front and they've got everyone covered. They can muck it up and they've got big boys in there. So my guess is that when they tried to do that and it got stuffed, I think the idea was that Texas believed that Ohio State is going to sell out and that they thought that they were going to catch Ohio State sleeping and try to get it to the outside. Yeah. That's the only argument that I can make. And a lot of times those pitch plays can work.
Boy, I don't see it very often, even in the NFL.
Especially against a team like Ohio State that does run, and you got a Caleb Downs that can run out there, and you really have to be able to set the edge, and they did a piss-poor job of setting the edge, and lo and behold, you end up from the one, and now you're at, like, whatever it was, the six or seven, and then we know what
there
happens.
There are two plays in football that I just absolutely hate, probably irrationally. One is the toss sweep.
Yeah.
It sucks. It's a bad play.
Yeah.
And two is when they just hope for a receiver to make a play in the corner of the end zone.
Yeah,
like the fade route. Yeah, the
especially fade route. On a do-or-die play. If you're third or fourth and goal and you're throwing end zone fade, your coordinator's just saying, I'm going to coin flip this
Why
one.
Why not? Yeah, exactly.
No!
It's so dumb. But these supposed offensive minds do it all the time. That was maddening that Texas was not able to tie that game. And then, of course, Quinn Ewers, Sawyer.
I'm just shocked. And this is, when it's first and goal at the one, you got to take at least two cracks.
Yes.
You got to take at least two cracks. And then if that doesn't work, then I understand on third down saying, all right, we'll try something different. Whether that's the pitch or not, I'm with you. I don't love the pitch. Some people think if you seal that, and again, when a team is selling out to stop the inside run, and I think that's why you saw it on second down, is I do believe they thought they were going to catch Ohio State sleeping. They did not. And to be fair, Caleb Downs is one of the best safeties in the country. He comes down, blows that play up. And
where is Arch Manning?
Exactly. And they'd done that earlier in the game.
They brought him in and he nearly fumbled.
Well, on that series?
No, I'm just saying earlier in the game when they brought him in to run.
They did.
He got drilled and almost gave the ball away.
Yeah, look, but they've been doing that with him all year.
You will never convince me from the Seattle Seahawks on down that when you have multiple cracks on the one, anything other than quarterback sneak or just ramming it right in at least two times, you will never convince me that that's not the right way.
Well, and I've seen it pointed out, too, that even if you try that three or four times, if you turn it back over to Ohio State, they haven't been moving the ball on you. They're at their half-yard line. Yeah. The worst-case scenario, you've got timeouts and you can get the ball back at midfield.
Yeah.
I think I just tried to come up with a justification for it, but you know, I feel the same way you do. I'm just explaining, I think, why they did it. But looking back on it, there's no reason for that. And then the Sawyer one,
crappy
play by the right tackle, got dumped under, and then he just made an unbelievable play, strip sack, pick it up, and go.
Ewers held on to the ball way too long.
Yeah.
But the other thing about the toss sweep is that if it doesn't work, it's not like you get another crack from the one. Now you're at the six or the seven.
Yeah.
It just makes no sense.
I wish I could make it a better argument, and there really just there isn't one.
Goal line offense, because Penn State had a little trouble too.
Yeah.
Against Notre Dame, although they shoved it in with the run, they ran it a couple times.
Yes,
but they got stopped too.
Yeah. You have four cracks.
I know, but it just seems like it's so hard. Like nobody can effing do it.
Well, look, and this is coming from a former O lineman. It's just an awful situation when you're down there and everyone knows what you're going to do. It's just a rugby scrum at that point. And it's a challenge, but four downs, my God. And if you are trying to get on the edge, then, you know, whether that's a jet sweep, whether that's a read option with your quarterback, there's better options.
Yeah, there are better options.
Let's
talk about just ramming it in.
Yeah.
There is a drop right there. You're Texas. Mm-hmm. And I get that Ohio State has studs on the defensive front, but you're Texas.
You're Texas.
You just said when you're an offensive lineman, when you're down there, it's a scrum.
Yeah.
Dude,
you have two
I'm not getting
tackles.
Cute. I'm calling my guys over and saying, effing MFers, you need to win one of four snaps against your guy right here and we get this touchdown. That is it. I'm calling four in a row, win one.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do, and yet they can't do it.
And I think that's probably the thing that will haunt Texas more than anything else is that.
Stupid.
And I've heard it said that people think that the film study cost Steve Sarkisian. I think Sark got scared by the fact that Ohio State, in two of their biggest games, came up with goal line stands with teams trying to cram it down their throat.
Yeah.
And I think Sark got scared. And I think he tried to do something out of the box. And, you know, it turns out it was maybe the worst decision that he's ever made as the coach of Texas. And did that lose them the game? No. But
look, it was a tie game going into the fourth quarter. And Texas was 1 yard from tying it with whatever that was, 7 or 8 minutes left. Yeah. Or maybe it was less than that, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think it was only...
like 3 or 4 minutes?
Yeah, it was
left?
3 or 4 minutes. I don't think it was that much. Let me see when that went down.
The most misleading final score of all time.
Yes, it absolutely was. There was... 2 minutes and 13 seconds.
Okay.
So, I mean, that was your... That was the
game.
Yeah,
so that's where I think that Texas covers if they score there.
Yeah.
Because if Ohio State just drives down, they're settling for...
They're just trying to
get in field goal range, you know.
Yeah. But, I mean, it just...
I'll be damned.
That will haunt Texas because they did enough. They slowed down Ohio State. They did an amazing job. One, they have the best corner in the country. He didn't shut down Jeremiah Smith. They ran bracket coverage on him. He got two or three guys rolled to his side all game, which, by the way, can I point out, if you're one of Tennessee or Oregon, like, maybe take a think about that. I mean, look, this is one of those, like, I'm not trying to throw shade at anyone because I'm not in the coach's room and I don't have I don't have the all 22. I don't know what the game plan was, but I will say that Texas had Barron, I forget what his first name is, but Texas has the Jim Thorpe Award winner, the best corner in college football, who will be a top 12 pick in the NFL, and they gave him safety and nickel help over the top of Jeremiah Smith basically all game. Maybe, just maybe, that was a good plan. Like, I understand, like, you can't, like, focus all your attention, but I just think it says something that a team that's that athletic and that good in their back half spent that much time trying to take away one player. And by the way, it worked. He was sure a non-factor in that game.
Yeah, what did he even have?
Almost nothing.
Almost nothing. No, and it freed up some of the other guys.
It was like one catch for 3 yards or something. It was,
one for three, you're right.
One for three.
Oh, man.
And that freed up, you know, Tate had a decent
Tate had a nice game.
But Emeka Ogbuka. But I'll tell you what, I'd rather live with that than watching Jeremiah Smith, you know, put up 180 yards and a couple tutties on me in one half. So I really thought Texas came up with a sharp game plan, and it wasn't enough.
It was a compelling game.
It was.
And that leads us to Ohio State, Notre Dame.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Monday.
Which needs to be the same sort of game. Notre Dame's got to find a way to muck it up.
Well, I don't think anyone has any faith in Notre Dame.
I don't think
because,
so.
Because, I mean, they're banged up.
Yeah.
Beyond belief. Yeah. And they don't really have that great of an offense anyway.
No, their 1-0 lineman that went out, at least the tackle, they've ruled him out. He's done.
Well, and they just, I mean, if you look at how they got there, like, yes. I don't want to take anything away from them. I really don't.
Yeah.
But we got to call the spade a spade. Drew Aller had the worst game of any quarterback ever, not named Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Or else they lose.
Yeah.
And what was the other one? Who'd they play before that?
SMU, then Boise.
Yeah.
No, that was Penn State.
You're talking about Aller,
Notre
right?
Dame. Please try to pay attention. I'm talking about Notre
Georgia?
Dame. Georgia? Oh, Georgia. Yes, Georgia.
Backup quarterback.
With their backup quarterback.
Yeah.
You know. And then before that, they got Indiana. They're just better than Indiana.
Yeah.
But that wasn't... I mean, they had a 99-yard touchdown run. Otherwise, I mean, that was... That probably should have been worse than it was.
It did feel like the Texas-Ohio State game was the national championship.
Well, not even close.
So,
no, that's that being said, I don't want to... And we'll talk more about Notre Dame-Ohio State tomorrow. Notre Dame, all they do is drag you into mud.
Yeah.
They're great at that, yeah. And their defense is really good, so I'm not counting them out. But, I mean, I don't know. This bracket was funky this year. It's weird. It's a weird year in the college football playoff. I loved every minute of it, but this final, it's not
the real final.
It feels
a little anticlimactic, and it kind of feels like last year where Washington was a good team. We knew who the better team was, and it bore itself out, and I think you're – going to see that. I'm with you.
Except you don't have Michael Penix.
No.
For Notre Dame.
You have Riley Leonard. You have God, though. You got Jesus. And Jesus is having a big moment in this postseason. So
yeah, he's rising up.
Yeah. Does Ohio State have Jesus? Is there anyone on their side?
Well, Will Howard seems to be pretty...
Yeah, he's a Jesus guy.
They have Bucknut, the fan, you know?
Yeah. But boy, I'm telling you, Notre Dame's leaning hard into that.
Is Ryan Day going to be a national champion?
Yeah.
Is Chip Kelly going to be a national champion?
It's
going to
shut a lot of people up. And then we're going to just get you weren't born on third base, dude. You were born halfway home. Shut up. Give me, say what you will.
Hey, will you shut up?
Give Ohio State credit.
100%. They were left for dead.
They were left for dead. Got yep. their at. They complete. Think about this. They lose a heartbreaker in one of the toughest environments to play in college football at Oregon. And what do? They revamp their entire defense based on that. They lose two All-American offensive linemen and have another one go down. Reshuffle their O-line. And then they lose an absolute soul crusher to their arch rival. Cost himself a shot in the Big Ten title game. Ryan Day is going to get fired. Fans, the fans aren't showing up to the game. 30,000 Tennessee fans show up. No one has any faith. And they dog walked Tennessee, who everyone thought was this great SEC team. And then here comes Oregon, the number one team in the country, dog walks Oregon. And then they play a deep water game against a team as athletic as they, and they come up with a big goal line stand. I mean,
not even that, just the play by Sawyer.
Dude, they just
the fumble return.
Say what you will. Give Ohio State, if they finish this thing off, all the credit in the world. And if Notre Dame finds a way to do it, build the damn statue of Marcus Freeman, because that is one of the biggest upsets that I can remember in a championship game if Notre Dame pulls this off.
Talk more about that tomorrow and later in the week. We'll wrap it up next with The Fan.